Welcome back, everybody. I want to give some shout-outs to our great listeners on the text line engaging this afternoon. Of course, Cam from Appleton. Hello, my friend. Linda from Milwaukee. She loves the Legal Eagles on the Maggie and Hahn Show. We've got Dave Brumman listening on WMDX from Oregon, Wisconsin. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Tiffany from River Falls. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy Friday. And Dale from Wausau is on the phone lines. Dale, we're going to get to your call in just a moment. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got James Santel with me this afternoon. Thanks for being here, James. It's a real pleasure. I mentioned this. So there is one of the nearly 200 cases that Donald Trump is losing nearly everywhere, with some exceptions. We've talked about a couple of them.
There are a few.
In the federal,
just a few.
Just a couple. Yeah. One of those cases is a case that is proceeding, I believe it's the Eastern District of New York, not the Southern District of New York, in federal court, challenging DOJ's accessing of private information of all of us. Social security numbers, where you live, how much you pay in taxes, the whole kit and caboodle. One could argue maybe one of the reasons Elon's totally fine packing up and going home, as he's already gotten the cookies out of the cookies jar, so he doesn't need anything else. Rabid speculation on my part. But here's what's really interesting, Jim. Yesterday, it wasn't a deposition. I misspoke before the break. It was not a deposition. The chief information officer, the CIO of the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, was put on the stand in an evidentiary hearing, a preliminary evidentiary hearing, again, related to emergency relief, temporary relief being sought, in this case that has been brought challenging DOJ's access to this sensitive information. And the CIO of DOJ admitted on the stand yesterday that DOJ has not been complying with the requirements of federal law under the Privacy Act. I want everyone listening to sit with that for a moment. The chief information officer, so the guy handpicked by our billionaire overlord Elon Musk to access all of these information systems, admitted in federal court under oath yesterday that DOJ employees have not been complying with the Privacy Act. Now, there are other pieces of litigation that are going on in other courts. I think there's one in Maryland. I think there may be another one in a Virginia court. All of these have to deal with this information access for different departments and in different ways and shapes and forms. Courts have intervened and provided varying levels of relief, some requiring retraining, limitation of the access of various DOJ employees to like the absolute essentials. But this admission in federal court yesterday is remarkable. It is the thing that should tick all of us off, regardless of party, regardless of whom we may have voted for, because our most sensitive data is not being protected
about illegals
by the people who are sworn to protect it. Jim, I just wanted to get your reaction to that bit of sworn testimony yesterday.
Privacy Act is a bedrock principle. And in many ways, many applications, Maggie, as we both know, it applies across the board. And basically, it does what it says. It says what it does, which is when it comes to this kind of information, as you just said, tax information, Social Security information. And oh, by the way, when the IRS is created, when the Social Security Administration is created, what does the Congress also do? By the way, all that's got to be private, right? You can't get at it, right? Right? And so that, too, right?
And I'm going to look at Jacob. Do we have the Elizabeth Warren sound with the guy that was? Okay, let me just get this quick question in. Dale from Wausau, say hi to Jim. What you got for us this afternoon?
Hey, Dale.
Yeah, thank you for taking the call. Three quarters of a million Venezuelan people being deported and maybe murdered by the country they are deported to, contrary to how the emergency docket was used in the past, especially when the case involved the possibility of the death sentence for the accused. In the courts, protecting the person accused from being prematurely being put to death before the deliberations in the case being finally completed and the case being adjudicated and the court finding the accused to be guilty or not and the penalty decided if found guilty. In essence, probably a percentage of these Venezuelan people will be put to death because of the Supreme Court putting a stay on a premature deportation of these Venezuelan people. And if that's the case, if a percentage of them are put to death, there will be blood on the hands of the Supreme Court. Thank you.
The analogy is a Amen, good one, brother. Right? And we talked before, these principles they can't be perfectly consistent across the board, not every single, they got variations, but Dale just underscores one of them, which is, again, if you're going to approach this in this cavalier way with dramatic results, you got to be consistent, and it's human beings, it's humanity at stake.
Folks, that is former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, James Santel. His fine program you can find Saturday mornings across the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 to 11 called Amicus, a Law Review. My name is Maggie Dawn. I mentioned some sound from Senator Elizabeth Warren questioning Donald Trump's nominee to lead the IRS. I'm going to save that nugget. We're going to have time later in the show. Also, a bombshell dropping today. Senator Joni Ernst, oops, the quiet part. She said it out loud in a hearing. You're not going to believe it. It's the cruelty embraced with a bear hug by a Republican senator. We're going to have that sound for you as well. Do not go anywhere. We've got all that and so much more coming up next. I've got Journal Sentinel reporter Eva Wen joining me on the other side. Did you know that DHHS just made some stuff up about somebody to deport them? Anybody surprised? Yeah, that's what due process is for. We discuss reporter Wen from the Journal Sentinel. When we come back, we got that sound queued up for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Jim.
Take care.